Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, lovely listeners. Before we get to the episode, we want to take a moment to address the June 24th, 2022 Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This decision stripped away the right to have a safe and legal abortion. Everyone should have the freedom to decide what's best for themselves and for their families, including when it comes to ending a pregnancy. This decision has dire consequences for individual health and safety, and could have harsh repercussions for other landmark decisions. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all. Learn more by visiting choice.crd.co. That's choice.crd.co. If you're able to support others, please consider donating to abortion funds. We encourage you to speak up, take care, and spread the word. A Boy and a Dream. This is the story of Glicerio Reyes. Hi, hello, Christina here, and this is Historias Unknown, the podcast where we tell you about unknown historias, unknown obscure history with a focus on Latin America. Since Carmen and I did not record last weekend, it was just a very busy time, I wrote up this quick, short episode on a story of a young boy and a dream. I'm still recovering from a cold, still, so I may still sound a little stuffy. Please forgive me for that. And now on to this fun, short story. A dream and the will to make it happen. This is the story of Glicerio Reyes, the boy who flew. Glicerio Reyes grew up in a small pueblo north of the bigger Torreón in Coahuila, in Florencia. Florencia was a small farming community and Glicerio picked cotton for a living. While the other boys were playing baseball in their free time, Glicerio was busy dreaming of the skies, of airplanes. He spent a little bit of extra money he had on model airplanes, building them, pretending to fly them. The other kids thought him a fool and urged him to abandon his silly dream, but Glicerio told them with certainty, "Un día voy a volar, someday I'm going to fly." This obsession grew when he was a teen, partly because the Torreón airport had just been constructed. Glicerio would watch the flying planes in awe. After turning 18, he regularly hitched a ride into the city of Torreón and hiked 2.5 miles to the airport. He'd find himself a spot in the field, get comfortable, and watched as the planes took off. This was a regular pastime for him. During one of these instances, Glicerio had the best idea he would ever have. It was October 8, 1950, and Glicerio decided today was the day he would finally fly. He ran 2.5 miles into the town and spent his money on a wool cap and a pair of goggles. Glicerio held his purchased items as he ran back to the small airport. This time, he didn't stop at the field. He ran onto the runway and into a quiet hangar. Glicerio hid and waited. Around midnight, a Douglas DC-3 was preparing for takeoff. While everyone was busy, he ran to runway 12. He ran, jumped, and pulled himself up onto the tail of the plane. Glicerio Reyes got comfortable, only this time he was not out there in the field. He was on top of a plane. Veteran pilot Jorge Guzman got into the Douglas DC-3 to prepare flight 202 for takeoff. He got onto the runway, revved the engines, tested his flaps and rudders. gave the DC-3 the gun and soared into the sky. At first, everything seemed normal, like any other flight. But around 12,000 feet of elevation, something was wrong. Jorge Guzman felt shaking in the back. As he continued, the vibrating worsened. His destination, Mexico City, was still far away. He had been flying for nearly 30 minutes. It was better to turn around, and so he radioed control that he was returning. An operator in the control tower watched as Flight 202 returned, and he noticed a dark object. This dark object appeared to be clinging onto the stabilizer on the right rudder. As the plane landed, the object slid off. The ground crew ran toward it, and there they saw. It was Glicerio Reyes on the ground. He was unconscious. Ground crew and pilots surrounded him, screaming, trying to get him to wake up. It wasn't long when Glicerio Reyes opened his eyes and said, Me subí, no sé, a veces sentía frío, a veces calor. No sabía a dónde iba y no me importó, lo importante fue que volé. I climbed on, I held on. At times I felt cold, then hot, I didn't know where I was going, it didn't matter, I was flying. Glicerio Reyes was fined and spent 5 days in jail. The crew, the pilots, police were all shocked to learn this young man survived a one-hour flight at 12,000 feet in the air. Some say that famous Mexican singer Pedro Infante, who also loved to fly, learned about Glicerio Reyes and paid for his flight training. Others say it was the Torreón pilots themselves. Either way, Glicerio Reyes, the boy who flew, did learn to fly and became a pilot. And he worked at that very same airport where he flew on top of a plane. Alright, I hope you enjoyed that short episode, what I will call a mini-sode. And next week, we'll be back with a full-length normal episode for you. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope that you learned about a story that you didn't know before. That was unknown, I guess. If you liked what you heard, consider leaving a 5-star rating where you listen. You can do that on Apple Podcasts if you listen. You can do that on Spotify. And share this episode with a friend. We'll catch everyone next week. Bye.